things. You better believe I'm holding on, Queen Jack. Holding on. You better believe I'm holding on. Holding on. You better believe I'm
Show, you fantabulous people. What's going on with it? Yes.
What's up?
What is up? Listen. I am so happy to see my girls today. I don't know what to do. I just want to say, what's up?
What's going on today?
Girl, how y'all feeling, first of all? How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good. Today was a good day. I can't complain.
Come on. I know.
I had a rough morning, but I can't complain.
I know that's right. What's going on, Vita? What's up, girl?
Going on? I'm all right. Sure, taking it one day at a time. That's all we can do.
Listen, yesterday is gone. So you just gotta look, just moment, minute by minute, moment by moment, and praise God that you're there for it. I know that's right. Okay, y'all. Okay. Before we get into our topic, because our topic, listen, our topic is slam. Fab, tabulous, and on the money. But before we get into it, let's just what I want to do is I want to give some do's and don'ts for Christmas. Okay? Do's and don'ts.
I got my pen ready. Come on.
Okay. The first don't is this. Don't come to the family gathering empty-handed. Don't come empty-handed.
Don't come to the family gathering empty-handed.
Hold on. Let me explain what I mean. Don't come if you bring in 10 of your kids. Don't just show up with the 10 kids. Wow. At least bring some cups, plates. You know, if you can't cook or whatever, it's all good. Just bring some cups, some plates. Bring some hand sanitizer. Bring an extra table. You understand me? For your children. I'm just trying to help y'all out this merit tank. You know, because a lot of y'all know how we do it. Are we going to auntie house for Christmas? And then you show up and they bring their friends and auntie didn't cook that much. That's for it. Your extra. Okay. I'm just saying, be considerate. Yeah. And don't show up empty handed. Number two. Don't make the holiday all about you. Don't try to be the center of every conversation. Don't redirect conversations back to you. My God. I just want to help you today. If everybody is celebrating and talking and everybody, don't bring everything back to you. Just don't do it. You know, learn how to celebrate with everybody, because y'all know how it is when family get together. Everybody want to talk about what they have accomplished, and girl, I got this, you know, and don't make everything about you. Just don't do it, okay? Number three, don't expect a gift. Don't expect a gift. Now, let me tell you why I say that. If you show up with a gift, praise to Jesus. But don't come in there looking for somebody to give you something. Because Corona has ripped through people's finances all year long. And if they are able to buy their children or their husband or something or whatever, then that's a blessing. But don't come in there with an attitude when you find out there was nothing under the tree for you.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You know, just don't do it. All right. What are we on? Number four. Find some games to play that are hands-free.
Okay.
That means a charade.
Karaoke.
Okay. Karaoke.
Hey.
Okay. Now, the reason I say that is because we are talking about Corona. You don't want to be playing Monopoly and Scrabble and Jenga. Okay? Then everybody got to put on gloves and everybody got to, listen. Get you some taboo, okay? And let them figure out what you're trying to ask out. Do that. All right. Now, next thing. This is one I say for all the holidays. If you can't cook, do I have to finish that?
You ain't got to say nothing else.
I ain't got to listen. All right, and my last and final one. Don't be a complainer. Don't complain. You ever been to one of them family gatherings and you got that one over in the corner that's judging and talking about everybody and complaining about the food and complaining it's too hot and this house too little, it should have been in me my house and all this kind of can. Don't be that person.
Yeah.
Don't be that person, y'all, please. Don't be that person. For those of you that are watching on Periscope, YouTube, whatever, don't be that person. Don't be that person. We're talking about you. If you that one that you already complaining because you already know where Christmas gonna be. You already complaining. Get it all out before you get there. Because ain't nobody in the mood for that. People done lost their family members and everything else, and they gathering to see you. They gathering to see your complaining stuff. So just don't even bring it this Christmas season. Don't do it. Hey, Rita, what's going on, girl?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. Morning. How are you, sir?
So you got anybody else got some do's and don'ts for Christmas? Somebody share some do's and don'ts. What do y'all think should not happen or should happen or good ideas for Christmas?
Don't come with the mindset of thinking that you deserve a gift.
That you deserve Jesus. You
deserve a gift. And then give nobody nothing.
And nothing. Didn't even go see nobody. Didn't call nobody.
Yeah.
But you feel like you deserve something. Take that candy off that Christmas tree and be happy with it. Get that plate. Get that carry out and carry yourself on out of there. Get on out of there. right, anybody else? Rita, what you think? What are some good suggestions for the family Christmas gathering?
And I don't know if y'all said this or not, but don't be late. Like, you always have that auntie or whoever want to be 5 hours late.
I'm not an auntie, though.
And we sitting there waiting. And we sitting there just waiting. I'm like, no, you banned from every event. Because everybody's sitting there waiting and you have all the gifts in the car. Don't be late. You got a whole load of car full of gifts and it's waiting to be unloaded, and we're waiting on you every holiday, literally.
Hey, Rita, they got the favorite place and they got the drinks in the
everything. And the ice.
And I'm like, look, where are you at? I'm on my way.
I'm her. Oh.
every day, I'm on my way. I'm like, you've been on your way for 2 hours now.
Ooh, wait a
Don't
minute.
Be late.
I got another one. Get dressed at home. Don't bring your clothes over to the house and say, can I go in and change? Boom. Don't do it. Get fully dressed at home. Start, if you know that the dinner start at 3 o'clock, then you need to be getting dressed at 7 o'clock in the morning because you're one of them people. And get it together. All of okay, who got another one? Because this topic is going to take up the rest of this show, y'all.
Listen, I say let's bring back crafts for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring back crafts for the kids for Christmas. Like just something simple. Like we've elevated extravagant things, electronics, and that kind of thing. Let's bring back simple stuff, making ornaments, making, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In stockings or whatever. But let's just bring back the simplicity of the holiday, I would say.
I like that. Because it's a lot of grown folk that just make Christmas about them. And it's not about the kids anymore. Even when they go buy a gift for the kids, it's just so they could show their sister that they could buy a better gift for their kids. And you can't make it about the children. I like so they can stop going outside in the backyard doing stuff they ain't got no business while y'all up in there flaunting, trying to show off your bling and your cars and stuff. I like that. That's a good idea. Pull out some popsicle sticks, you know, and some glue.
Let them make something.
Okay, Gloria, you got something else? Are we good? We gonna go on to this because I'm ready. This topic.
That's pretty much it.
This topic is so serious. I just want to say to everybody that's tuning in, we're gonna get into a real, real good topic. Okay, as we go through the show, you may see some words at the bottom of the screen. Those are our sponsors. Those are people who pay to keep our show going. They pay to make sure that my gospel soul got light. And so we just want to, you know, thank our sponsors. So every now and again, you will see an ad or something at the bottom of the screen. Just want to warn you. All right, Gloria, come on, talk to us. What is our topic today?
So today's topic is the danger of bad relationships. The danger of bad relationships. The reason why I chose this topic is because of so many people, friends, family, cousins, uncles, aunties, friendship, so many people are failing because of bad connections. They don't know when to cut it off. They don't know when to continue. Bad relationships. They don't see the red signs. They don't see the red flags. They go in blind instead of their eyes wide open. The danger of knowing it is a bad relationship.
Still
continue. What are y'all thoughts?
Well, I'm gonna let y'all go first. I got a lot to say about this right here. About this one right here. So I'm gonna let somebody go ahead and go, because I'm gonna weigh in on this one for real. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go. Nobody said nothing. Listen. Bad relationships all around me every day. Now, one thing I do want to say, you said about red flags. I think sometimes some of us see the red flag. Okay, what's going on? We got a lot of feedback. Okay. I think a lot of times we see the red flags and we try to gloss over them. And some of us, we know that the red flags are there, but we think that we can fix them. Or we think that we can love a person enough and they'll see how happy they are with us, that they'll still be with us. You know, they'll be all right later. And when really you just set yourself up for failure, you set yourself up for a rough, raggedy ride. You know, and sometimes we, like you say, Gloria, we don't see the red flags, but I think it'd be something on the inside of us that's telling us something. I shouldn't be with this person. But it's a lot of the factors that play in to this situation as well. We got to see where we are as a person to allow some of these things to happen to us in our lives. You know, I'm not saying that we deserve it. No, I'm not saying that, because we don't deserve no type of abuse. But we got to see what's going on the inside of us that allows a person to drag us the way because we'll let some people just take us through the muck and the mire, and we don't have to. And I think we need to get that in our spirit to where we begin to set our standards to a place where you can't filter everything. You can't stop everything. But you can say, okay, that right there, I'm not going to put up with it. You see what I'm saying? That right there, you got to go. And you got to be, and some women stay in stuff because of the payoff. And I always say, talk about the payoff, because he might be paying the bills. He might have, he might be the breadwinner or whatever. So I got to stay because I don't want to start over and I don't want to lose all this. But you got to weigh it. What's more valuable, you or that stuff? You get what I'm saying? Hey, God can give it back to you 100-fold. The main thing you need to do is run. You understand me? You know, cut it off. Or if you in it, you know, and you done figured it out, you done woke up. You understand me? First thing you need to say is, hey, one of us leaving up out of here. You understand me? Now, if it's your, look, let me tell y'all, I got a gift. I told y'all, a goodbye. Now, I was in a horrible relationship. I don't know if Vita remember, but I was in a horrible relationship. And he went to work, okay? And I prayed and cried. His other girlfriend had just called my house and got the, you know, whatever. And I prayed. I said, Lord, I cried at the end of my bed. I said, Lord, I need you to get me out of this. I said, now, I had told the Lord that before. But I kept going back. Can I just throw that out there? Pick me. I kept getting back in that situation. That last time I said, Lord, please, I need you to get me out of it. And you know what? The Lord told me what to do while he was at work. Let me help you ladies out there that's scared. While he was at work. The Lord said, fold all his clothes up. I folded all his clothes up. The Lord said, put them in a container. I put them in a container. The Lord say, sit him on the porch. I sat him on the porch. He say, now go ahead, get your brother to come over and screw in the AC unit. I didn't understand none of this. I just said, okay, Chris, I need you to come over here and I need you to screw this AC unit in this window so it can't come out. Then the Lord say, lock the back door, the screen door and the back door and the deadbolt. I say, okay. Then guess what? He said, call your girl over and y'all just start singing. So we start singing and doing Bible study in the living room. Do you understand what I'm saying? My mama showed up at the last minute and sat on the couch and she started praying and singing and amen and too. He showed up for work. You understand me? All his stuff on the porch. First thing he did was shake the AC unit. Right? he was gonna come through there. He, oh, you ain't gonna let me in the house. We just kept on singing old Negro spirituals and whatever we could say, we could come up with. You know, power, power, Lord, power. He's shaking and rattling. My brother was still there, so my brother stood in the doorway. See, some of y'all, when y'all get out these relationships, you need to understand it. Get you a man to stand in the door. You don't have to, y'all ain't together. I'm going to tell you like my daddy told me. He said, you got a big old homeboy, let him stand in the door when it show up. So my brother standing there in the door, right? He's still out there. You gonna let me in? He cussing and everything, right? Okay, so me and my mama in there, we just a singing. I'm not gonna lie to you. I had butterflies in my stomach. Something in me still had a pull because of that soul tie. I was saying, man, I need to let him in. I need to, this ain't right. Cause that pull that he had on my life, that spirit had on my life. And before you know it, we kept on singing and kept on praising the Lord, even through my butterflies. Next thing you know, he was getting them bags and boxes and he was getting on that metro bus. I'm just going to testify for you. You have to know, pay attention to the signs. You have to pay attention. You got to set some standards in your life for what you want and what you don't want, or you'll end up in some situations. You know, I got many testimonies of many crazies. Okay. But I had to mature in my life and I had to start setting standards so I could stop attracting the crazy. I was attracting the, when I say the crazy, I was attracting the crazy. Anybody want to say something? Because I can go on and on and on about horrible relationships. Jesus be a fence. Y'all gonna unmute. I think everybody muted.
I
want
to hear from DaVita.
Come on, Vita Vita.
What you want to hear from me for? No. Let me tell you something. And I've had my share of, I ain't going to say bad, horrible relationships. Just horrible. Times when God told me, I mean, he had told me months prior to leave. You know what I mean? And God will allow that person to continue to hurt you for you to listen to what he's told you to do. You know what I mean? He gives you the ways out. He gives you the signs. And a lot of my situations was I was unequally yoked with these people. You see what I'm saying? I'm running after God. You understand what I'm saying? And this person here is running after women, are running after weed, are running after, you know what I'm saying? Just stuff that, of course, is not God-like. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, and don't get me wrong. I don't want you to be like, oh, well, she, you know, I was thinking I was holier than thou, because no, I fall short of the glory every day, but his grace and mercy, come on now. His grace and mercy, you know what I'm saying, sustains me every day.
Yeah.
So I knew then that if I want what God has for me, because you know what? Eventually I want to get married. Eventually, you know what I'm saying? I want to be married. I want to be happy. But yeah. I know the call that I have on my life. You know what I mean? And when you understand and when you know the call that you have on your life, hey, anything can go. Anything can go. So my thing with that is, and I'll kind of expound later, I'll come back later, but come on, just make sure that you are equally yoked with your partner. Make sure, ask God, who do you have for me? You know, God, who did you place in my life? You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you're not going to have to go out and chase anybody. You're not going to have to chase them. You're not going to have to chase them. You know, if they are, you know, they rather smoke weed, you're not going to have to chase after their habit. You're not going to have to chase after, you know, fighting among women. You're not going to have to do that. You know what I mean? So just ask God, you know, and that's just the prayer that anybody in any situation, ask God, what's for me, and whatever is not for me, remove it from my life. I know it might hurt, but I know that you sent your comforter. I know you sent your Holy Spirit. Come on, to comfort me, You know what I mean? In this time of hurt, and God can do it. So
yes, he can.
That's my little input.
Yeah, I like the way you said you are letting the ladies know that God can. God can bring you through anything. And when you have been in a situation so long and you get out of it, you're going to have that feeling like I can't do it by myself, or I can't do it on my own, or that pull from your heart because you were in it. You see what I'm saying? And so you have to believe that God can strengthen you to make it through it. My mom had to tell me over and over again, you're stronger than you think you are. You see what I'm saying? And I had to call that person that knew I was in a horrible relationship. You see what I'm saying? And talk to them so that they can keep me encouraged going the right way. Because it's some folk in your life that encourage you to stay in stuff, you know, that is not good for you. So I had to always call my mom. I had to call that one that was going to pray with me. I had to call that one like you said, I'm chasing after God and you chasing after everything else. You know, I had to call that person that's going the same direction I'm going, you know, or that can believe God for better in my life. You see what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that the people that you surround yourself with when you're trying to make a transition out of an unhealthy place are on the same page with you. You know what I'm saying? Because some of them will turn on you in the middle of it and say, oh, I'm so sick of hearing about what you're going through. No, you need to find that one that's going to help you through the dark times. Because some people don't understand what you're going through. And you could be talking to that person that's like, oh, my God, here she go again. But when you in love with somebody, you know, that is unhealthy, it don't change the fact you were in love with them. You see what I'm saying? And you need that help. You need that talking to. You need the word of God. You need some Holy Ghost filled shout to your fallout services to get that, to get delivered from that connection. As I put that. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Davida said a lot, a mouthful, but I think a lot of people, the dangers of bad relationships, most people come into, from what I realized, a lot of people go into rebound relationships. They don't allow themselves to heal. They see the red flags, but they ignore them because they're afraid of being alone. And ladies, it is okay to be alone. A lot of people suffer with, they accept anything because they just want to be with somebody. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you'll settle for whatever come by. There's no standards. There's no nothing that you go by. You just like, hey, the next one, hey, can I get your number? And then it's history. Everything's, but... a lot of times when you don't live for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's kind of one of my main memos. When you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You don't have no morals. You don't have no standards. You have nothing to go by. You will accept anything. Mm-hmm. And like Davida said, a lot of people, you know, especially when you go back to us women as believers and Christian, we and the unequally yoked, that's a whole nother story. Because when you... My thing is when you start dating or talk to somebody, you have to, I'm huge on being friends first. If I can get to know you as a friend and then I let time take its course, I see where we're compatible, where we're not compatible, and then we can avoid a lot of those other issues. However, most people nowadays, they just jump straight into a relationship. You meet this person, boom, next day y'all in a relationship, but you just like, wait, we got this fast-paced relationship going these days. I mean, these are microwavable relationships, and they don't last because you just, you know, hey, my name is Rita. Hey, what's your name? Oop, we're in a relationship. Like, wait a minute. And then next week you're in another relationship because eventually that one did, yeah. But then it become a domino effect. I mean, yeah. I've seen people, they be in four relationships in a month. I'm like, wait a minute.
But a lot of times, like I said, we don't take the time. In our day and time, relationships are microwavable, have tons of red flags. And I'm just a big fan of don't waste my time. And I'm not going to waste your time because, we have to, and the topic, I try to stay on topic, but the dangers of relationships, I've been seeing a lot of domestic violence issues on the news. And it comes with ignoring those red flags. So, and I think they're very heart-wrenching, and like, these are young people. Because you want to be in a relationship, because you want to date. Dating is not the same as it was 20 years ago. You have to be careful. You have to be observant. You have to pay attention to the red flags, because these relationships, they don't just end, hey, I don't want to be with you, no, boom, you dead.
Lord Jesus.
You dead. Like, it's not like, so we have to be careful when we're going into relationships or dating or consider dating, because it's so dangerous these days in relationships, or bad relationships. If you're in a bad relationship, get out of it. I know that's easier said than done, but find ways, like Queenie was saying, connect with somebody that can get you out the situation, or pray you out the situation, because if not, you'll be caught up in a domestic violence issue and you'll be dead before you know it, because guess what? People don't like killing people these days. They don't mind going to jail.
They don't mind.
So my thing is, like,
it's kind of like these children these days. They don't care nothing about no whooping. No, they don't.
Girl, look, that's another subject. Another subject for another day. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I want to say, what, like, the danger of a bad relationship when you're in a relationship and you see the red flags. And you know there are bad signs, but you still stay, because like you said earlier, which is really good, you said some people are afraid of being alone. Some people are, they have to have someone around them all the time. You know, some people feel like it's for publicity. Like they have to have this relationship because they friend is in a relationship, so they gonna stay in that relationship, or the benefit of the relationship. Like, some people stay in a bad relationship because he pays all the bills. He pays my car note. He pays my insurance. He pays for this. He pays for that. Like, if I leave him, how am I gonna provide this? Or how am I gonna get this? Or, you know, it's the benefits of the bad relationship that people get stuck into and they don't know how to escape.
I see you, Vita. I see you. You know, both Vita get into it. I just want to say this, you know. When I got out of the relationship I was in, I was so messed up. Kind of like what Rita was saying. I was so messed up, you know. Like, we think, okay, I got my bills paid. I want to look good to the church. You know, if I get a divorce, I'm gonna look bad to the church. You know what I'm saying? But when I got out that relationship, I was a wreck. And like Rita said, you know, I was such an emotional wreck. I ended up with another fool. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it's costing you something. You get what I'm saying? You might have that car. You may have that house. You get what I'm saying? You may have somebody, you know, but it's costing you and you don't realize it. You don't realize it until that thing is over. You know, like Rita said, we don't want you to, you know, end up in the, like this young girl, she ended up in a barbecue pit. This man killed her, put her in the trunk, you know, drove the car into the lake or whatever. You know, you really are losing. But something that's that thing, that fear that's in you. So sometimes we have a fear of what the person will do to you. But like you were talking about, that fear of who am I going to be without this person? You get what I'm saying? What are people going to say? You got to get all that out your mind. I'm one of them people, I don't care what nobody has to say about me. I really don't. You know, I'm going to stay free no matter what. You get what I'm saying? You know, my husband tell you, you know, that little lady right there, and it ain't in rebellion to who I'm with or God or nothing like that. That he made us free. You get what I'm saying? He made us free, and he means for us to be free. And if you're in a situation where you're feeling like I can't leave, you need to leave. You feeling that little voice telling you, girl, you ain't gonna have this no more. You need to get out of there. You need to get out of there, because let me tell you something, you know, it's a painful thing, but like Rita was saying about you're going to keep going into something. If you don't get you together, Rita, you know, I'm going to go back to that. I am enough. If you don't get you together, if you don't love you, if you don't see the value in you, you're going to keep repeating it. You're going to get out of one, you're going to get in another. You're going to get out of that one, you're going to get in another. Why? Until you understand that God is trying to show you that you are enough. You are enough by yourself. You see what I'm saying? And then guess what? When you become enough by yourself, then he sends the right person. Then he sends the right person, you know. So you have, I mean, you got to be careful, like Rita say, because man, and it's like my whole face is all just because it's so many women dying. It's so many men dying in abusive relationships. It's men that's getting killed by women. You get what I'm saying? If I can't have you, nobody can have you. You know, and you think they all, oh, that's just cute. You flattered. No, they mean that. They mean that. You get what I'm saying? I tell people, I've been trapped in closets. I've been dude standing in front of the door and taunt me, you know, while I'm sitting on the floor just rocking and crying because I don't understand what's happening. Get what I'm saying? You don't want to be there. You don't want to put yourself there just for $5. You understand me? Just for a car. Just for a place. That ain't how God set this thing up. You got to get out of there. Okay, I'm done.
Also, I think some women, what Glory was speaking about them being in the relationship and they see the red flags, yet they still don't move forward. Either they don't know how to move forward, or like I said before, they afraid of being alone, or they have self-insecurity issues. A lot of times they feel like nobody else is going to want me. So, you know, they'll stay in this relationship, or the person could possibly be abusive, verbally abusive, and tell them that. And after you've been told something for so much, so many times, you begin to believe that. And yeah. So if they are verbally abusive or physical abusive or controlling, you know, you never know what people are going through behind closed doors in these relationships. They look all fancy and dancing and bedazzled and in public, but at the end of the day, behind closed door, unless you're a really close friend, you don't really know what's going on or what's happening. But like I said, a lot of times from people I have talked to, they get in these relationships and like sometimes they want to move forward, but like Queen who said, there's a soul tie. They don't know how to move forward because they're tied. Their souls are tied together through sexual acts, and they be bound by this person where they don't know how to break free, even if they want to break free. Or like I said, there is some self-insecurity issue. That's why it's really important to do self-evaluation, even when you're in a relationship. Like she's saying, you have to know you first. You have to love you first, because I don't believe nobody else can make you happy. If you're not happy, even in a relationship, you can be sad and lonely and unhappy because it's you. You have to deal with you first. And like they say, in order to get in a relationship, you need to have two whole people. Another person is not responsible for making you happy because it's a possibility. Yeah, that happiness only be for a moment because it's something within you. So, like I said, in the relationship, you know, when you see them red flags, there's something that's allowing you to stay because you feel loved or whatever. Because sometimes, like I said, some people become to know love as an abuse. I mean, love as abuse. Because this is what they know. So they acquainted to love. And so they feel love because they have somebody here. But at the end of the day, you know, I can do better. But, you know, this person does this X, Y, Z. And yeah, I don't know. I think I'm a little too old to be starting over or whatever the case may be or whatever the stories may be. And I'm just like, I've talked to a friend. I'm like, look, you deserve better than that. You give all yourself to this person and they won't do X, Y, Z for you.
Exactly.
And I'm like, but you give your whole mind, body, and soul to this individual, yet when you're in need, they cannot help you.
Jesus.
Like, you're worth more than that. But if you said, this person was like, well, you know, I'm too old to be starting up, or you see that you deserve better, but you feel like, I mean, you feel like this is all you can get. So if you have that mentality, then you'll stay there. You won't move forward. You won't get what you deserve.
Yeah. But I like how you went into verbal abuse. And I guess this show is kind of, and thank you, Gloria, for the topic, because this show, I always say it reveals the enemy, because some people are dealing with verbal abuse and don't know it. If a person is telling you, I'm the only one that's going to want you, that's verbal abuse. That's them trying to break you. And it's a lot of men that, look, and I want to point this out because I see this a lot. A man will be attracted to you, your hair, you know, your tone and your makeup, and you got it going on, and you boss lady and boss chick and all of this when he first get with you. Then all of a sudden, he know he got your heart. He'll begin to say stuff like, why you got to have on that wig all the time? Why you got to have makeup all the time? And you don't need all of that. Be careful with that type of situation. That person met you as yourself, that lovely, vibrant person that you are. When a person started trying to break you, it has nothing to do with you. That has something to do with their insecurities. Now, I'm serious. And sometimes we overlook that. We think, oh, he just trying to let me know he likes me like this. No, let me tell you something. The devil is slick and cunning. And what he'll do, he'll break you to the point where you don't even realize it. You'll stop doing this for yourself. You'll stop going to the nail shop. You'll stop doing the things that, and I'm not saying you need the nail shop. I'm saying don't allow somebody to change you. You get what I'm saying? Be you all the time. But we don't realize some of these attacks to our self-esteem as women are very subtle. And they happen, you know, a little at a time. You get what I'm saying? Ooh, girl. Ooh, I love you, baby. And they do everything for you in the beginning. They open the door for you. They come over. They cook for you. You know, they do all of this stuff in the beginning. Next thing you know, they sleeping on your couch. They don't want to work no more. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to recognize who a person is. It's like Rita said, I'm not jumping in no relationship with you. I want to be friends with you because I want to see you when you mad. I want to see you when you don't have no money, because there's a lot of men when they don't have money, when they money low, they gonna start picking at you. They start picking at you, talking to you crazy, everything your fault, how much did that cost, but they spending money like it ain't nothing. You get what I'm saying? Be careful. Be careful. And a lot of times we second guess ourselves. We'll say, oh, it's not that major. Oh, he didn't mean it like that. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. And so in this show, I hope that anything that pops in your mind with this, share it, because somebody may be going through it right now while they're listening. They may be in a abusive situation right now, verbally, mentally, emotionally, you know, and they need to, you know, that's why I'm trying to get as much information out as I can about what I went through, because it was horrible.
Now, you know, this can go over into another topic, but listen, we both parties need to always examine their mental health. Ain't nothing wrong, listen, with getting your mental health together. With you having to talk to somebody, with you having to talk to a shrink or talk to your pastors or whatever. But getting that mind under control, getting that mental capacity under control, man, that also makes a huge difference in knowing what's for you and what's not for you. Because you're like, okay, now this is a little, you know, it's a little off, or I'm a little off today. But you know, go be sure to make sure that your mental health is together.
Exactly. Glory to God. And I like that. That's a powerful situation, because in our community, assuming Black women, you know, are watching, in our community, it's a stigma behind that mental health. Behind a man don't want to be called crazy. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something, young ladies, women, it's not your job to diagnose him. It's your job to get away from him and let him go get the help he needs. It's not your responsibility. You know, sometimes we make it our responsibility, but it's not. It's his responsibility to make sure. Now, you can point it out to him, but you can't fix him. It's not you. That's not in your job description to fix him. You know, like we said earlier, a lot of women are dead today because they figured they can fix him. Oh, that's my husband. Oh, that's my this, you know. But we have to be honest, you know. You know, it used to be a day where they say, well, preachers shouldn't tell a person to get a divorce. And they should be, listen, if you are in a domestic violence situation, a person is beating you over your head, tearing you down. Oh, yeah. And abusing your children. Get out of there. There's a lot of kids dead today because their boyfriend beating on their children. I just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Now, me, come on. I'm about to be. Let me go ahead and be transparent. I've been on both sides of the domestic abuse. I ain't even going to lie to you, because I done knocked some folks' heads in between the wash and dry, and I done had my head knocked in between the toilet and the tub. You see what I'm saying? So I've been on both. I'm just going to be... I've been on both sides. You know what I mean? And it should never, ever get to that. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to talk. And a lot of that stems from holding things in. We got to quit holding things in, because it just builds up. And I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to myself, because I will hold stuff in and I will hold stuff in. And then when I tell you, when I bust up, it's just like, hey, everybody getting knocked around. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, you really got to be able to talk things out if it's worth, you know what I mean? If it's worth, a lot of times the relationship didn't start out bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. But things built up because you're holding stuff in. You're not talking through things. I'm going to let them slide on this. You know, somebody said you're letting them slide. But sometimes you just got to bring those issues to the forefront. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You got to bring those issues to the forefront, because a lot of times you can work out the issues. You know what I mean? A lot of times you can do that. But you just, man, when it gets to the domestic abuse, and the verbal abuse, hey, that stuff there, it can't be fixed once it gets there, honestly. You know, and you try to fix those things, but once it gets there, it's just like the respect is gone out the window, and that kind of thing. And it's nothing you can do. And it's just like, even if, you know, the relationship was per se, maybe meant by God, but you know, and the devil could be fighting against the relationship, because he know that is ordained by God. You know what I mean? But it's like a lot of times you have to allow yourself to step back, to separate. And there's nothing wrong with stepping back, separating, evaluating yourself, and allowing God, if that relationship is meant for you, you know what I'm saying, to bring that back together.
That's right.
So that's something you do have to take into consideration, because not all relationships are, you know, and I know we're not talking about all the good and the bad relationships, we're talking about bad, but you just have to be sure if you put God in it, He's going to lead you and guide you, you know, to whatever needs to go on concerning you and concerning the relationship.
That's true. That's true. But I like how you brought that up, because you got to know the difference. You have to know the difference, you know, but I guess I'll say, make sure that you are in your relationship with God is in good standing, because sometimes I got a relationship with him, but how is your relationship? So how can you be sensitive to know what God has sent and what is of the devil, or what you should stay in and what you should get out of? First of all, if violence is in it, period, get out of it. You know, if y'all are argumentative or whatever, it's something that can be worked on. Yeah. You know, before we got like 9 minutes left. So what I want to do is, I found this 9 types of violence and abuse. Okay. And so I just want to read the titles. It says physical violence, sexual violence, and we didn't even talk about that one. You know, sexual violence in a relationship, you know, this is a subject people don't really like to talk about, but a lot of women that are in relationships and married are being raped by their husbands, their mates. Okay. Get out. That's all I want to say. Get out of emotional violence, psychological violence, spiritual violence. Spiritual or religious violence occurs when someone uses an individual's spiritual belief to manipulate, dominate, or control that person. Mm. I'm gonna put that one on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural violence, when a person is using their culture to harm an individual, or their result of practices that are part of her or his culture or religion or tradition. And we all know some people, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm a, you know, and we are subject to.
Leo, come on.
Yeah. Verbal abuse, financial abuse. Oh my Lord. Hold on. Let me copy and paste. Listen. Financial abuse. My God. We just talked about that a little bit. We talked about some people manipulate people by saying, how are you going to afford somewhere to live? They close all the bank accounts, you know. So it's all types of abuse, you know. The last one is neglect. The last is neglect. And I think that's one that, Jesus. Neglect occurs when someone has the responsibility to provide care and or assistance for an individual, but does not. So I just wanted to share a couple of those, you know, and I'll be putting them on Facebook as well, because I think sometimes people really don't know that they are in an abusive relationship. And I don't know if it was Glory or Vita that said, Rita, that talked about how a person is brought up. You know, the household they were brought up in shows them what love is. You know, mama, the daddy beating the mama, the daddy neglecting the mama neglecting the husband, the mama, you get what I'm saying? And so their love, what we talk about on one show, Rita, love language, you know, their language is distorted. You get what I'm saying? So when they get in a relationship with someone, they're looking for that same type of, you know, love that they saw. You get what I'm saying? Or that they experienced. So a lot of people are attracted to abuse. They think that's some type of love. It's like my husband say, if a man hit a woman in the face every day for a month, and then he wake up one day and don't hit her in the face, you're going to ask him, what's your problem? You know, what's wrong? Did I do something wrong? You know, anybody can get used to a certain type of behavior, you know, so we have to be able to help people identify what's abuse and what's love. You see what I'm saying? And how do we do that? By living it every day, by sharing our experiences, sharing our stories, things that we went through, so other people can see that God is able to bring you out of whatever it is, you know, and he is a keeper. So I'm saying.
Yay.
Okay. All right. Do we have anything else? We got 5 minutes. Anybody want to say anything? Let's go ahead and get last words from everybody. Start with Glory.
Well, I just want to say this is a great topic. It's a lot more to add, but because of due to time circumstances, I mean we'll get back into it. But I just want to leave everybody with ask God for discernment. Ask God to give you the discernment. Learn the person's background. Meet the mom and the daddy, the brothers and the sisters. That's all I want to say. Like, get to know the daddy or the mom or whoever's still around. Figure out the background history of whomever. Friendships and relationships. You'll learn a lot.
That's true. All right, Rita.
You muted, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I want to say, this is a hot topic today, and it's a very important topic that needs to be discussed continuously because it's a lot of people going through these situations. But I want to say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So make sure you have a standard of morals to go by. In choosing relationships or even dating or even friendships. So I want to say, if you stand for something, you won't fall for anything. This is Rita. We'll be here next Wednesday, 10 a.m. See you then.
All right, Davida.
Hey, this is Davida. No, I'm not even going to do that. But I just want to say that this topic was an on time, you know, topic, especially during the holidays, especially with, you know, this is kind of some recent stuff going on in my life. I'm just going to be transparent about it. But just know that God is able to heal and to restore and to, you know, do whatever needs to be done. So, we will be back with you guys next week. And I really enjoyed this.
All right, well, y'all know I got some closing remarks. Now, I want to put this down with this right here. This quote right here is trash. It says, best way to get over a man is to get under a new one. Trash. Dump it. It's trash. Okay. A piece of man is better than no man at all. Trash. Those are my final words for today. Love you all, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Love you. Gotta go. Peace. Holding on.